Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Daily Show number 10. It is Thursday, the 4th of July 2013, and to all the Americans out there, happy Independence Day. I'm not entirely sure what Independence Day is. All I know is Four Star are doing cheap pizzas today, so I'm enjoying that part. But today's episode is going to be a really quick episode on just about what I've been doing in the last couple of days outside of the podcast, because obviously I do the podcast, but what's been happening around the podcast and stuff like that. So to start off, yesterday I talked about a new gaming channel. It is up. The first video is being, or sorry, there's two videos on it now. The channel intro, which is going to get changed at some stage in the next couple of days, because I'm doing a new channel intro for my Just Around channel for the daily vlogs and stuff, so should be on the lookout for that. But the new channel is up. It's called Around Does Games. The link will be in the description. it's going to be a variety of games. It's just whatever I feel like recording and whatever I feel like playing at the time. So far I've got a new series on it. It's called MMA Life. As you probably already know, I've been all into the UFC and MMA and all that. They're really full on the last couple of days. So it's called MMA Life, and what it is, it's me going around or doing the UFC Undisputed 3 career on beginner. It's going to run through it. I'm going to run through it as quickly as possible. The first video is me creating a fighter. The second video is me doing the likes of training, the camps and stuff like that. There, it's just emphasizing on what way I do it. The main reason for the video is, or for this series, is to show what way I fight, because I have a very unique style of way of fighting. Everybody's is. Everybody that I've known or seen, whenever they play games, they always have their own unique style. Mine's weird. What I do is, which a lot of people don't really know that I'm doing it, because I'll never mention it. I mentioned it to David once. What I do is, whenever I'm training my fighter in UFC, if you've played it, you'll know that you're able to learn new moves. And the way I do it is, for my left foot, I have the left high Muay Thai head kick. But for the right leg or right foot, whatever you want to say, it's just left normal. So what I do is I keep kicking with my right leg, so it goes automatically straight to the body. It's a hard kick to the body, and it wears your stamina down. And not many people, every time I face somebody, not many people have actually known that that's what I'm doing. Because everybody knows, if you've watched any of my videos, or if you've played against me at some stage, you will know that I go for the knockouts. I don't go for total knockouts, I go for flash KOs. So that's what a lot of people think that I'm doing, is just trying to get them down into KOs. But what I'm actually doing is wearing their stamina down, like way down. If the opportunity for a flash KO is there, I will take it. But more recently, I've started to go more in the direction of ground and pound and submissions. If you ever watch the vlogs, there's one of the vlogs where we mention my fighter Hiroshi Tan. David absolutely despised Hiroshi Tan, and the reason for that was because I had done Hiroshi Tan through career, and I built them up, and the way I built them was to be able to take them down. So he had really good takedown, offense and defense, and he was a ground and pound. So I had really good grappling, offense and defense, and good ground strikes, offense and defense. So what I would do is, every time David wanted to hit me, I'd take him down, and I'd just lie on top of him and ground and pound. That's the way I'd do it, and he'd hate it. But so the UFC career, I got a bit off topic there, but the UFC, the MMA Life video series is, it's me basically going through the career. I'm doing it on beginner because I want to do it as quickly as possible, but I'm also showing how to do some achievements as well. Other ones are going to be on it is Gears of War 3, maybe a bit of Judgment if I get back into it. I love Judgment, but Gears of War 3 is still the best one. I might start Burnout again. What else is there? Probably a wee bit of Tomb Raider, the new game, because I still have to beat it. UFC Undisputed, obviously. EA Sports, MMA. I'm going to run through Enslaved again because I loved it, but I'm going to do it on my Just Around account so I can unlock the achievements and get them done, because I'm going to have a section on around those games for achievements. So if anyone has an achievement that they want to request to see how to do, I will try and help them out and get it done and upload it as soon as possible. So that's the whole thing around the Iran channel. Postman still has not came. Started getting very angry. You'll see that if you watch the vlogs, you'll see that tomorrow. Starting to get very angry because the last couple of days it's just been sitting waiting. Now it is the 4th of July. The estimated delivery date was between the 3rd and the 23rd of July. So I know I'm getting a wee bit angry for no reason, but I want it because I pay for it. I want it now. I am very impatient and I'm very fidgety when I'm impatient and I'm starting to get angry. But the thing is, it's right now it's 14:45 and I have to leave the house in half an hour because I have to take David to the dentist. The postman's probably already been and Nathan was here for our house, so we just skipped our house. So I'm hoping tomorrow it comes, because I was trying to put this podcast off long enough for the postman to come to give me the thing, but still hasn't got it. Still hasn't brought the mic or the adapter. I really want to see the adapter because I will admit the adapter was a spur of the moment buy, so it was. The adapter, kind of, David showed me about it and told me that it connects into the top of the digital recorder and then connects to USB. Whether you can get the files off it, I don't know. I'm just going to have to see whenever it gets here. I'm hoping that it does, but even if it's not, it's not a big waste of money. It was like $169 or something like that. So, if any of you ever want to get it, just get in contact with me somehow, you know, through Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Podomatic, or anything. And I will give you the link to the item where you can buy it. Now, the one I bought was obviously from the UK, so if you're an American, all I can do to help you would be tell you the name of the product and then you have to search it for yourself. But that's really about it, really. There's not much more to tell. Been watching a lot of Planet Earth. I was going to do the topic on it, but that was going to be today's podcast, and then at the very last second there, when I just sat down to do it, I kind of changed my mind. Did a wee update, because me and David used to do weekly updates, and then we stopped it whenever we started doing our podcast. And it's nice, you know, just to say what I've been doing during the week to catch up. Last night, I thought today was going to start off a shitty day, because last night I had to get up early to go out for a while. I was supposed to get up at about 10 o'clock, and last night at 4 o'clock I was still awake, so I knew I was going to get up and I was going to be really tired. And I thought it was going to be a bad day, but I got up and I was really tired, but as soon as I got out and started walking, I woke up and it was really sunny, so it was a good wee day for a walk. So, but anyway, last night I found a way to actually render my vlogs pretty quickly, because I use a variety of different cameras. Sometimes I use David's, sometimes I use Alana's, and sometimes I use my own and my phone's and stuff. And I found out that if you use one camera, like say Alana's camera that I use the most, if you use it like throughout the whole video, use only record with Alana's camera, the video will render super quick. So last night I got a chance to render that, and as soon as I got into bed, I was rendering, and turned around and it was finished rendering after a while of watching Planet Earth. So I got up and I stuck a MMA life on. It was supposed to be scheduled for Friday to open tomorrow, but I ended up doing it today. Another part 2 is going to go up tomorrow. Might make it every so often, because I say that because Pandora's Box recording anyway is coming to an end for a while, because as you know that when we do Pandora's Box recording, we do it 2 episodes at a time, and I think it was Tuesday. Oh, it might have been Monday or Tuesday or Sunday. Someday this week, we did episode 7 and 8. So I think it's Sunday we're doing 9 and 10, and then that's season 1 done for a while. Well, season 1 is done. I don't know what we're going to do. We're recording for a while, but whenever I stop recording, like, I'll end up thinking of something else and then I'll start doing some more recording. So the Around Those Games channel might be bumped up to a few times a week, depending on render times and what I'm doing throughout the week. So that's really all that's been happening. Dave, what have we done this week? What have we done this week in terms of recording and whatnot?
What have we done?
I know that.
Fight Night,
yes. Fight Night is uploading now, actually. Fight Night Part 2 is uploading now. Fight Night Part 3 is going to be uploaded on Saturday for UFC. I don't know if I've mentioned that. I probably have. If I have, I'm sorry. But it's going up on Saturday. We'll be recording Fight Night Part 4 and 4 and 5 on Saturday. Ceylon is working tonight, tomorrow and Saturday, so we'll probably end up going to do a lot of recording. Well, I plan on doing a lot of recording because I went to bed early last night and it didn't help at all because I was still awake really late. So what I'm going to do is just stay up until I get tired. Maybe do a load of recording, get the recordings out of the way, and then sit down tomorrow at some stage and edit them and render them. So that is the plan. Whether it goes according to plan or not, I'm not too sure. I forgot to mention at the start of this podcast, it is a really good day outside, and whenever it's a really good day outside, because I'm in the attic and I've got a skylight, the sun can just shine in straight away, and it does get very warm in here, so my window has been opened. So if it has any big, you know, gusts of air have come past, I'm sorry, but I can't close it because I'll get overly warm. So that's about it, really. That is all I've been doing is recordings. Ghost Hunting episode 3 went up on Wednesday, which was yesterday, actually. Ghost Hunting episode 3 went up yesterday. Check that out. Let me know what you think of that. Remember to check out Aran Does Games at youtube.com/ Aran Does Games. No numbers in it this time. That's really about it. Fight Night's been uploaded. The vlog has been uploaded. I'm recording for the other for tomorrow's vlog for day 71. To take David to the dentist, and then the rest of the day is just chilling out. Maybe playing some games and doing some recordings. So, again, happy Independence Day to all the Americans. And even if you celebrate Independence Day, even if you're not American, happy Independence Day to you. I shall see you. Well, I will be talking to you tomorrow. For the last day of this week, because it's a Monday to Friday thing. So enjoy the rest of your day, stay safe, and I'll see you tomorrow.